Welcome to day 74 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're going to finish up the second commandment today, and just to review, we'll go back to Shorter Catechism 49, which asks, which is the second commandment? And answers, the second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. The Catechism goes on to read the rest of the passage, which is the reasons annexed to the second commandment, and those are, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Question 52 of the Shorter Catechism is, what are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? And answers, the reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, his propriety in us, and the zeal he hath to his own worship. So today we'll be looking at the reasons annexed to the second commandment in the shorter and the larger catechisms. The three reasons given in the shorter catechism in question 52 are, first, God's sovereignty over us. Psalm 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, and hence sovereign over us. The second reason is his propriety in us. Psalm 45:11, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And finally, the zeal that he hath to his own worship. Exodus 34:13, but ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Then, Larger Catechism, question 110. Which asks, what are the reasons annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it? And answers, the reasons annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, contained in these words, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, are, besides God's sovereignty over us and propriety in us, his fervent zeal for his own worship, and his revengeful indignation against all false worship as being a spiritual whoredom, accounting the breakers of this commandment such as hate him, and threatening to punish them unto divers generations, and esteeming the observers of it such as love him, and keep his commandments, and promising mercy to them unto many generations. Okay, as with the shorter catechism, but with some additional verses, we'll look at the first reason, God's sovereignty over us and propriety in us. Psalm 45:11, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, worship thou him. And Revelation 15:3-4, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. All nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. So worship is based on God's judgments or his law to the nations. That's his sovereignty and his propriety in us. Also, his fervent zeal for his own worship, which we saw in the shorter catechism, Exodus 34:13-14, you shall destroy their altars, break their images, cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Next, another reason annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, is his revengeful indignation against all false worship as being a spiritual whoredom. 1 Corinthians 10:20-22, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. Well, that certainly upsets the apple cart of believing that all religions lead to God. Continuing, I would not that thou should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? Jeremiah 7:18-20. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Ezekiel 16:26-27, thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and has increased thy whoredoms, to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out mine hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Deuteronomy 32:16-20, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. And that's what Paul was quoting from in 1 Corinthians 10. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten the God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Next reason annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, is the accounting the breakers of this commandment such as hate him, and threatening to punish them unto diverse generations. So if you break this commandment, God considers you to be one who hates him. Hosea 2:2-4, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. And finally, the final reason annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, is the esteeming the observers of it, such as love him, and keep his commandments, and promising mercy to them unto many generations. Deuteronomy 5:29, oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep my commandments, keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So that concludes our look at the second commandment, and in particular the reasons annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it. In the time that remains today, I'd like to sort of give you what I've called here scenes from coming attractions, by which I mean showing how we're going to cover the rest of the Westminster Standards. And the reason I feel like we need to do this is because most of the harmonies of the Westminster Standards that I've seen basically integrate the catechism into the confession. They go straight through the confession of faith and plug in the catechism questions where they seem to fit. So, for example, most harmonies will, when they come to chapter 19 of the Law of God, they will then stuff in all of the catechism questions that exposit the meaning of the Ten Commandments. I'm choosing to do it a kind of a different way, which I haven't seen done, although it might be, and there might be a harmony out there that does that, and that's to organize the rest of the catechism rest of the Westminster Standards according to the catechism rather than according to the confession, according to the chapters of the confession. So to give you an example, we just finished up the Second Commandment. And as we saw, the Second Commandment has to do with true and false worship. So it seems logical to me, therefore, to consider next chapter 21 of the Confession, which is on religious worship. Actually, chapter 21 is on religious worship and the Sabbath day, but obviously the section on the Sabbath day fits better under the fourth commandment, which is on the Sabbath. And so then after we look at chapter 21, that first part of chapter 21 relating to religious worship, we'll then move on to chapter 20 of Christian liberty and liberty of conscience, which basically says that we as Christians are free from the burdens that might be placed on us by those who try to get us to engage in false worship, a worship according to the standards of man, worship which is not prescribed by God. That's the liberty that we have in Christ. Now we have a section on the preaching of the word, and the preaching of the word in the Westminster Standards is treated as a part of worship. And I think the next time I do this blog, I'll put the preaching of the word and those questions relating to the preaching of the word under the first chapter of the confession on the Holy Scripture, because they relate to how we treat the Holy Scriptures. But then to continue on the issue of worship, which is the second commandment, we have the chapter 27 on the sacraments, and then chapter 28 on baptism, chapter 29 on the Lord's Supper. These are, according to the Westminster Standards, the true forms of worship. And then finally, chapter 26 on the communion of saints, which is sort of related to the Lord's Supper, which is also called communion, which is supposed to be something of an exhibition of our being in the body of Christ. So I think that that's all part of worship, and so they all belong under the second commandment. The third commandment has to do with taking the Lord's name in vain, which means swearing, but not just cursing, but also taking oaths. And so, logically, chapter 22 of lawful oaths and vows in the confession ought to be considered while we're considering the third commandment. Then the fourth commandment, which, as I said after, I said up above under worship, true and false worship in the second commandment. Also, part of that chapter is on the Sabbath days, so we'll consider that part of the confession under the fourth commandment relating to the Sabbath. According to the Westminster Standards, the fifth commandment has to do with authority, not just from the parents, but also from church and state and employers, and if you're in jail, you're a warden. All authorities derive their power from the fifth commandment, honor thy father and mother. So we'll consider the authority first of the civil magistrate and then the authority of the church and of church censures, which are not really a part of worship, although, they're not part of worship. They're more a part of the church's authority. And we'll also consider how this form of church censures is also performs a very valuable social function, and if it were carried out seriously, could diminish the size and authority of the state, and the social boycotting and the restrictions on commerce that result from shunning and so forth have an important social function. We'll consider that, and we'll also consider chapter 31 of synods and councils. So the authority of church and state, instead of just considering that where it pops in on the confession, we'll consider it under the fifth commandment in the catechism. The sixth commandment is on killing. There's no chapter that really corresponds to that. The seventh commandment is on adultery. Obviously, chapter 24 of marriage and divorce should be considered with regard to the seventh commandment against adultery. Eighth commandment is on stealing. Ninth commandment is on lying. The tenth commandment is on coveting. Now, the confession, the Westminster Standards, puts prayer under worship, but based on James, the letter of James, particularly chapter 4, which talks about those who lust and do not have, murder and covet and can't obtain, fight and war, and do not have the things they're wanting and fighting over and coveting because they do not ask. And James 5, which talks about those rich who are coveting, and the things they covet are rotting, but the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So it seems to me that prayer, at least in James's mind, is a valuable antidote to covetousness. So we'll cover prayer and our ambitions and our goals, and that's sort of what the 10th commandment is talking about, our ambition to become a big shot. And what really should be our ambitions? Is it for us to be a big shot or for God to be a big shot? For God's will be done on heaven on earth. The Westminster Larger Catechism has a lengthy exposition of the Lord's Prayer, which we'll consider here, along with some other information that's in chapter 21 on religious worship. And then finally, after we consider the Ten Commandments and all the laws of God, we'll move into the subject of eschatology. The chapter on the communion of saints has some material, as well as a large catechism on our relationship with those who have already died. And then chapters 32 and 33 on eschatology, final events, largely after death. So that's where we're going, and that's how we're organizing this trip through the Westminster Standards. I thought that it might be valuable to see where we're going and how this is going to be, because we're going to be going back and forth between the Ten Commandments and the Confession of Faith. I wanted you to see that there is some kind of a system here that we're following. So that's the material we have for Day 74. We'll see you tomorrow as we begin looking at the Third Commandment.